She was out at the ballpark last night. It was not a great game to be at. It was raining. The Giants lost. But Amy G was good as usual on TV. She's on NBC Sports Bay Area. She's there every home game doing her thing. And she's pumping out books like J.K. Rowling. We love it. Amy G is on the Murph and Max Show on the Uma Guest Line. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm well. I haven't had that comparison to J.K., though. Thanks.
Wouldn't it be nice to get some of her royalties, by the way?
What did
he
say? Harry Potter action. It's fine. It'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever, like, looked at her, the amount of books she's sold, and it's like, oh, my Lord.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to feel like a failure.
No,
so I don't
No.
I just look at my own numbers.
Well, you're very good. And before we get going on, Smarty Marty steps up her game. Congratulations. And
Thank
we
you.
Have an appearance this Saturday at the Athleta Fillmore store on Fillmore Street, which is cool. And we'll get into that in a little bit. Tell us about the yard last night, huh? There's the rain and the loss. That was a bummer, huh?
Yeah. Well, it was just kind of a tough night all around. You kind of just felt a heaviness in the air because of the news with Buster, you know, right out of the gate. So a little bit of a downer of an evening, but they fought back. And, you know, Boach was saying after the game, these are the ones that, you know, we get really close. We get within one run, but we just can't capitalize on when we've got runners in scoring position. At one point, they left the bases loaded. So, you know, we're second weekend of the season. You're going to see that stuff start to click with these guys. You've got some new members to the team, and everybody's still kind of feeling each other out, testing, you know, their limits, trying to get on the board with, you know, first hits out of left field, et cetera. So it's coming along. I don't stress about this stuff. So I don't think people should either.
I like to see him playing better ball. Given that you get to know the players and, you know, you interact with them on a more personal basis than just seeing them in the batter's box or on the pitcher's mound. So let's like a quick read on some of these guys. Mark Melancon, how's he kind of fit in and bopped around the clubhouse? I know he does a radio show with Tolbert and Lund in the afternoon, and just how's he been to deal with?
Well, he's extremely difficult. I'm totally kidding, Mark, if you're listening. It couldn't be further from the opposite. I mean, it's almost unreal how nice he is. I kind of compare him to that Sylvester Stallone Over the Top movie where, you know, when he gets on the mound, he turns his hat back and kind of turns into a beast. But in real life, when he's not playing off the field before the game, one of the most approachable players, especially coming in as a new player joining the team, he's been wonderful. We were able to spend some time together with his best friend, Nick Hundley, down at University of Arizona, and we shot a show with him, and so accommodating. Just, let's do this, let's do that. And I mean, that makes my job really easy, so I'm really grateful for that. But on top of it, he's just a really good teammate, and everybody was so excited to have him join. And one of the funny things about Mark is the Giants, their bullpen is, as you well know, Murph, is underneath their dugout. Mm-hmm. And it's never been, you know, like a real fashion statement, great furniture. There's nothing under there except just some workout equipment and a TV. And Mark came in during the exhibition series against the A's, and I saw him taking pictures and moving around the room and taking pictures of different angles. And sure enough, he's spruced that place up. It's looking pretty sweet. It's kind of a good man cave now.
Huh.
And that's what he does. You know, he comes in and does projects that it's going to help gel the team. So hopefully we'll get some video of that so people can see.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a great idea for a segment for you guys to do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's,
yeah,
that's him in a nutshell. Really, really nice guy. Father of three. Mary Catherine is his wife, and they're just really nice, down-to-earth people.
Yeah, Tusa, good to see him get the opening day save. Amy G, the voice you hear, of course, you see her on NBC Sports Bay Area, every Giants home game, and she got a new book out, Smarty Marty Steps Up Her Game. We'll ask that in just a second. Let me ask you this, Amy. Madison Bumgarner, you know, he does no radio shows. He's not out there pumping and stumping for his media brand or all that. So when you draw the assignment, hey, Amy, we're having Madison on the show, and, you know, you see his personality when he plays with, like, Baxter the Bobcat, or I saw him punch, you know, give Lucille a little nudge on opening day and all that. But what is the give and take with a Madison Bumgarner who can be so intimidating, and yet I'm sure there's another side to him? What's your strategy when you interview him?
Well, I have been fortunate enough to know Madison since he came up into the big. So that gives me a little bit of an advantage. You know, when I know these guys as a 19, 20 year old, and let's just say I've got a few years on him. So, you know, I don't find him intimidating in an interview situation at all, because he's just very down to earth is probably the best way I can explain him. He doesn't pull a lot of punches. He's got a wicked sense of humor, though. If you can figure out what makes him laugh, and usually, you know, you want to put him in a position where he will never want to brag about himself, but he's such a competitor. And one of the questions I posed to him in our earlier interviews back in February was, you know, just make your prediction. Which pitcher is going to, out of that rotation, is going to hit the most home runs? And he was like, well, I have to pick myself, right? So you can find ways to have fun with him. He is a focused person, but he also does not overthink things in general. I think he likes to keep things really simple. And I think that's why he's so successful, is he just doesn't overthink things. And so if you don't overthink interviewing him, then it works.
I like
it. He's got a really good sense of humor. He's really fun.
That's good stuff. And he is. He's an enjoyable dude. Sometimes he's a short answer guy, but it's fun to be, the fact that you know him and you can kind
of have a lot of backup questions.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah. Let's get the book out, because I know you and I, we've had the same publisher, Cameron and Company, yes, up in Petaluma, and got shout out to Petaluma, beautiful Petaluma, California, your hometown. That's right.
Yes.
Amy runs the place up there. If you need to get something done in Petaluma, ask Amy. So, Smarty Marty steps up her game. We all got the book, of course, the first time. Now tell us about the sequel, and how is Smarty Marty stepping up her game, Amy?
She's stepping it up. She now is 10 years old, and she is the town's official Little League scorekeeper. And she's convinced her little brother, Mikey, that baseball is the be-all, end-all. So he's playing in his first Little League year. And first game of the season, the PA announcer doesn't show up. It's supposed to be sitting next to Marty. So the adult in charge there on the field says, hey, you want to try this? You want to give it a crack? And she says, all right. So she does, and she experiences some success. She also experiences some people who don't think a girl should be doing that at a Little League field. So we get into some gender stereotypes and roles and questions and challenges that certainly my kids at 12 and 9 are starting to face. And no matter where you stand, it just happened that this was the timing, but no matter where you stand politically, these are things that are being brought up. And what is a girl's role, and why do we have to define it, especially when we're talking about, you know, a mental playing field of knowing the game, not necessarily the physical side of playing the game, mm-hmm. but knowing the game. And I'm a big believer that that's an equal playing field. So
I like
it. Marty, you got to see what Marty, what she decides to do with these challenges.
All right. It's very, sounds like a really, really good book for both young boys and girls. It's Smarty Marty Steps Up Her Game. Okay. So here's the deal. You can get it anywhere, right? Is it out on...
You can get it at any local bookstore. All the Giants dugout stores have them. Amazon is carrying it. Or, like you mentioned, you can come to the book signing on Saturday at Athleta Fillmore in San Francisco, 5:30. I'll be reading, and we'll do some Q&A, and we'll do some scoring. And it's a family-friendly event, so bring all the kids, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a really good time.
Yeah, so it's at the Athleta Fillmore store on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. It's right after the Giants game. Hopefully the Giants get a win. In fact, I think that's a Maddie Moore start on Saturday, April 15th. 5:30 to 7, nice. Family-friendly, refreshments, surprises, and more. You can RSVP at smartymartybookparty.eventbrite.com. Once again, Smarty Marty. Go ahead.
Unlike Dwayne Kuiper said, if he's listening, Smarty Marty is not late to the party.
That was funny. I heard that last night. That was good. I like
he that. Loves that title. I got to figure out how to work that
well,
in.
Well, it sounds like it's the trilogy. I mean, this is number two. You got to have three to make a trilogy. So Smarty Marty's late to the party, and then she can kind of save the party at the end. So maybe it's the Little League year-end party after they win the game, and she rescues a cat from a tree because so she's late to the party. How's that?
All right, perfect. I'll talk to Chris Gruner.
There you go. Yeah, what's up, Chris? SmartyMartyBookParty.eventbrite.com. Saturday, April 15th, 5:30 to 7, family friendly. Smarty Marty Steps Up Her Game, the second book in the Smarty Marty juggernaut. Amy, this is great. I'm glad you're doing it, and I'm glad you are, helping out not just young girls, but any baseball young baseball fans out there. So congrats on the book, and go get it, everybody, at your local bookstore, and have a great party Saturday night, Amy.
Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it.